Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, we just got to a new town, working our way to another preach. I want to bring you a teaching today. I think it'll edify you. Maybe you're aware of this verse, maybe you're not. 2 Corinthians 7:14 explained. 2 Corinthians 7:14 explained. Yeah, this is a common verse that's quoted, twisted, by many people, way out of context. I want to cover it today. We hear it oftentimes being quoted for people in America. It's probably quoted for other countries as well around the world. Let's read the verse. Maybe you'll recognize it. And then I'm going to talk about it, explain it, and rightly divide it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's what God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And we always talk about context, studying the Word of God in context, right? And so it's always good to ask, when was it said? Who was it said to? Why was it said? Test all things, right? For the context of the scripture verse at play, we want to be in good context versus scripture twisting, proof texting, pulling verses out of context. When we do that, we see a very, very different picture when we test this scripture verse. So what I want to say right up front is this verse is in no way about America in any way or any other nation on earth other than the nation of Israel. This verse is clearly in context all about Israel, specifically given at that time. It was about the temple dedication and God himself, his presence was dwelling in that temple that he had Solomon build. Yeah, that's not America today. Not even close. So why do I say all of this? Why is it about Israel and not about America or any other nation? Well, God has never made a covenant with any other nation but the nation of Israel. Go back in the Old Testament. Abraham and then with Jacob, who became Israel, were promised that if they would be his true people, Abraham was promised, your seed, there'll be many, many nations. And then Jacob, God dealt with Jacob and turned his name into Israel, made him the nation of Israel. And God promised if they would obey him, he'd give them a land. He would be their God and they would be his people. That was the promise given to the nation of Israel. No one else. Here are some other verses in that chapter. It's going to kind of give you the context of all that. 2 Chronicles 7:1-2. It says, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. What house? The temple of God. That was the temple that God had Solomon build. That was where his presence, his Shekinah glory was resting. He was with the people of Israel. That's not America. That's not any other country. Next verse. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. All right. So God is literally dwelling in the presence of this temple to show his people Israel. He is with them. God's presence at that time was right with them in that temple. That's not America. That's not any other nation on earth. That is Israel only. Let's read another verse, 2 Chronicles 7:3. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves and their faces to the ground and upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I like that. So look at what happened is the whole nation, or the people, the children of Israel, they all got down into repentance. These weren't worldly, wicked, compromised, corrupt, false, man-made tradition, churchianity people. These were the people of God humbling themselves all at once before God. That's who 2 Chronicles 7:14 is to. Those people, that's not America. America has never, ever fully repented of all of its sin and carnality and churchianity and false ways and wickedness and materialism and paganism. Never. Never. You only have little groups of people here and there saying that we need to repent. Nationwide, you never see a repentance of America. Thus, God's not going to heal America as a nation. But there's hope for Americans. We'll get to that in a minute. So this was all about the temple of God that God told Solomon to build. America never got such instruction. America never had the presence of God in that way. Neither did any other nation. As I said, God was dwelling in that stone temple. Now, he dwells in his people. We'll talk about that in a minute via the gospel. Let's read some more. 2 Chronicles 7, verses 12, then 17 through 20. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place as myself for a house of sacrifice. God picked Israel, Jerusalem, that building, not America or anywhere else. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk with me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be a ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given thee, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all the nations. Do you notice that? God says, obey me, you get blessed. Disobey me, you get rebuked, taken out of the land, ultimately destroyed and judged. That's the gospel. It's never changed, right? God has a condition to his salvation. It's not unconditional. He was given Solomon the conditions. We have conditions today in the New Testament. Follow Christ, keep the word, walk in holiness, leave willful sin, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded, Jesus said. So you obey, you live, you rebel, you get cut off and die. That sounds like Romans 6:16. Paul says, whom you serve, your servants to whom you serve, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. So this 2 Chronicles 7:14 is in no way a promise to the American people or any other nation. It was for Israel alone. Notice right in the verse, what does it say? It says, if my people who are called by my name. Let's go there. America is not named for God. No other nation on earth that I know of is named for God. Israel. You know what Israel means? It means he will rule as God. Yeah, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. That's his people. The Gentiles get grafted in, praise God. We'll talk about that. So right in that verse, it tells us who that's aimed at. If my people who are named, okay, called by my name, that was Israel. Just look at the context. Don't scripture twist. Don't pull it out. We'll talk about why Americans do that. So America has no such name. It's not God's nation. In fact, America's a lot more like Sodom than it is God's nation, with its homosexuality and paganism and false churchianity and materialism and feminism and materialism, all types of things. God's coming to judge and destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Yeah, that's what it says in 2 Thessalonians. America's going to be destroyed. There's no hope for America, but there's hope for people. We're going to talk about that too. And I think I've already mentioned this, but I'll talk about it again. It's important. America only rarely at certain times has surface level repentance. But there's no countrywide like you see in Israel or like in Nineveh. Remember Nineveh? God spared Nineveh. Why? The entire nation from the king down repented. That ain't America. That's not any other nation that I know of either. So God's not going to be mocked. America lives in its sin and its churchianity, its carnality, its worldliness. We see it as we travel all over this nation and preach the gospel. We see what they love and we see what they hate. They hate the truth of God and they love their flesh and their sin and their worldliness. So I hope you're getting from this teaching that this quote, to use it for any other nation than the nation of Israel, named after God, for God, is terrible, scripture-twisting, and it's a dangerous false hope. Yeah, it gives people false hope, like America has some hope and that it's of God. No, it's not of God. And America has no hope outside of the gospel of Christ for individual people. Now, having said all of that, condemning nations outside of Israel because there'll be no hope for them, it doesn't mean that people can't humble themselves, pray, seek God's face, be healed, be forgiven. Right, you can be that. If you're a Christian born by the gospel, Christ shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, and repentance to him, born by his spirit, walking in holiness and obedience and enduring in the faith. If you're a Christian, you are of his name, Christ, Jesus Christ, the anointed one. You're of his name. There's hope for you. Yeah, that's the gospel. And Christ made that individual promise to anyone who will come. It's not a corporate promise to nations. It's an individual promise today to individuals. John 3:16, everybody knows this verse, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever, that's anyone. That's anyone. Anyone who will come and repent and follow after Christ with all that they are via that gospel. So ponder all of this. Ponder all of this and see it's not for a nation other than Israel. God is going to come back. He's going to restore Israel. His feet are going to touch on the Mount of Olives. And there's going to be a new Jerusalem come down. Go read Revelation chapter 21. Yeah, God's going to restore Israel to his glory. Not any other nation in America or in the world, including America. Go read Revelation chapter 21 about the new Jerusalem. But if you're an American and that causes you to be discouraged, we do have cause to rejoice, right? God grafted the Gentiles, us, in. Go read Romans 11. And we can have eternal life. We can be his people. We can be of the nation of God, grafted in with Israel. Yeah, but it's not for a nation hope. It's not for country's hope. No, it's for individual hope. Israel alone is the apple of God's eye, no other nation. So that what a cause for great rejoicing, and we have the gospel that I just preached to you. You must put your faith in it. It's the only hope. Now, last thoughts on this. Why is this such a problem? I'll speak about America because I'm in America. Why is this such a problem? Well, this verse is always pulled out and used for America in great pride and idolatry. Why do I say that? People in America are so caught up in their patriotic pride, they love their freedom here, and their idol-like love for America that gives them all kinds of things. Big screen TVs, NFL football, massive amounts of freedom, massive amounts of food. They want to believe that God has a covenant with this nation, and pastors convince people that's true. It's a bold lie, it's heresy, and it's absolutely false. You don't think that's true? I actually, on my testing, if you Google Jack Hibbs, H-I-B-B-S exposed, my testing will come up, or look for it on my Unbiblical Teachers blog. You'll see a Jack Hibbs, he is a Calvary Chapel pastor. You will see him say that America has a covenant with God. You will see him say that Israel has a covenant with God. And then you will see him say that God made a covenant with the pilgrims. Yeah, that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to see on that testing, the video of him saying that. I don't know if I got a video or a picture with the words. I can't remember. But I document that he said it. He said, God made a covenant with Israel and God made a covenant with the pilgrims in America. That is an absolute heretical lie. Israel is the nation named after God, conceived by God in his mind and in his ways through Abraham and through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who became Israel. Don't be deceived, saints, seekers, if you're listening. Don't be deceived. God has a covenant alone with Israel, and he has a covenant with his people, born of his son via the gospel, the New Testament covenant. And them following him in spirit and truth, we're looking for his return. No other nation. no other people on earth have hope outside of those who are Christians born of his blood. I hope that helps you to understand 2 Chronicles 7:14. You'll hear it a lot, like at the National Day of Prayer. You'll hear it at all the patriotic events. And they'll say, oh, God said if his people will humble themselves, he'll heal their land. Problem is, God wasn't talking about America. God was talking about his people in his nation. And then God says to all people everywhere, Jews and Gentiles today, repent and obey the gospel. Look to my son for salvation. He is the only hope. I hope that gives you some good evidence to refute these false teachers of the day and to stand on the solid rock of God's truth in Christ. We love you all. Till next time, I got to get going. I got some more teaching to do tonight. And we're getting ready for a preach this weekend. Hopefully the rain holds out. We love you all. Check out don'tperish.com and all the resources. Lots of resources there for you. Thousands. Articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs, all types of stuff, all for free. Go there, be edified, feast on the word of God, test me to the scriptures, then walk in the gospel with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Till next time, may God be praised.